Welcome to the presentation of the results of the study Expectations of Practical Instruction in Nursing Education. My name is Natalie Palazzari, and I am presenting the results of my master's thesis in the Vocational Education Program at the Fachhochschule des Mittelstands, University of Applied Sciences for Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises in Germany. This work was supervised by Professor Dr. Brueggemann. This audio relates to the PowerPoint presentation in which I presented the results of my survey. First of all, I would like to start by explaining how I came up with the topic of the master's thesis. Next, I will briefly summarize the theoretical background before moving on to the research methods. Then, the results of the study will be presented in detail, and the connection between the results and the modern approach to nursing instructional learning advancement, MANILA training program, will be briefly explained. Finally, I will draw a conclusion and give you the opportunity to view the sources of my work. I decided on this topic for my master's thesis because I myself worked as a practical instructor in nursing in Germany and accompanied trainees in the practical part of their training. I also heard about the MANILA project, in which learning content for an online further training course for practical instructors was to be created. I was immediately interested because I wondered whether the expectations of German nursing students could be transferred to Filipino nursing students. However, due to the differences in Filipino and German nursing education, I decided not to make a direct comparison of the expectations of both target groups in the context of the master's thesis, but to first evaluate the expectations of Filipino nursing students. In addition, I found the aspect exciting that there are currently no or only very few practical placements in the long-term inpatient sector, and that these could be expanded in the future with the help of further training. In order to better understand the expectations of nursing students with regard to practical instructors, I have studied the role theory according to Dahrendorf. This divides expectations into three categories. Must expectations, which are legally binding, such as the requirement in Germany to use 10% of the practical training time for instruction. Should expectations, which are professionally necessary, such as feedback and support for trainees. Can expectations, which are optional but beneficial, such as developing learning tasks or providing additional support. In addition, I drew on recommendations from the German Federal Institute for Vocational Education and Training, which emphasizes that practical instructors should be planned, structured, and geared towards theory practice transfer. In order to understand the expectations of nursing students, I conducted a quantitative survey. After creating the questionnaire, I successfully conducted a pretest in Germany. With the help of an anonymous online questionnaire, 43 students at Baluwag University in the Philippines were asked about their expectations of a practical instructor. The questionnaire consisted of 7 closed questions and 1 open question in order to involve the students as much as possible. It was particularly important to me to take ethical aspects into account, such as anonymity and voluntary participation. The results show that the students have clear expectations of their practical instructors. The following is particularly important to them: that their level of learning is regularly assessed, that individual learning goals are defined, that they receive support in working independently, that they are integrated into the collegial environment, and that they are given regular short feedback. In the graphic of my presentation, you can see how these expectations were evaluated in detail, from completely true to completely false. In addition to the general expectations that were evaluated using closed questions, the students also mentioned additional points that are particularly important to them in the context of support from a practical instructor in the context of an open question. The answers were categorized and added up. Particular emphasis was placed on the expansion of skills and knowledge, the creation of a supportive environment, as well as the desire for more communication and general support. These points are also shown in the graphic, with expanding skills and communication being the most frequently mentioned. Furthermore, in my survey, expectations were compared with experiences in relation to the aspects queried. It is clear from this that expectations are higher than experiences. The only exception to this is the aspect of integration into the collegial environment. In summary, my work shows that nursing students have clear expectations regarding their studies, as well as clear expectations of the practical instructors, both in terms of their support and the teaching of practical skills. These results can help to better prepare you as future practical instructors for your tasks. Therefore, I would like to encourage you to implement the knowledge you have learned in further training and practice. The results of my survey confirm the structure of the course you see in front of you. The Further Education, Modern Approach to Nursing Instructional Learning Advancement, or MANILA for short, aims to prepare you for your role as a future practical instructor through an online course. The MANILA training course places particular emphasis on practical instruction, communication, and supporting nursing students. This is fully in line with the evaluated expectations that nursing students have of you as a practical instructor. Thank you for your attention and good luck for the future. Yours sincerely, Natalie.